morning, sleepyhead.
I can't believe you were out like that much. It's been quite the journey for you, huh? Damn. How do I ask this? You don't regret coming with me, do you? I know it's not been the worst, but... you still gave up a lot, you know. I mean... won't people look at you funny? If they realize... you're not the same as you used to be. Don't you crave being accepted? You know, the human thing. You think it's that easy, huh? That people will just accept that you're different now. I wish I could see it like you do. Maybe I'm too cynical. Fuck. In any case, glad you're awake. I may or may not have cooked something in the fire and burned it twice, but... you know, we can just get something else. Go for a little hunt. Or, better yet, go to a fancy restaurant or something on the way. If we can find one. After we stopped at the cat people place, I don't really know where to go. I know the direction, don't get me wrong, but I'm not sure what's up here. It's definitely getting colder, so... don't be afraid to snug up to me, okay? You sure weren't last night. Don't get the wrong idea, dumbass. I like it. I sleep better with you. When we're close like this. And then I can hear that you're sleeping sound like... puts me at ease. It's not like me to get all sentimental. But, what can I say? You're just better that way. You remind me a lot. Of... never mind. I already said it last time. Just because I've lost people that I care about doesn't mean that you're less important. Doesn't mean I'm trying to replace them. It doesn't mean any of that. Because fuck that. I don't want to replace someone. I don't think anybody really does. Maybe some snide motherfuckers, but I can't do that. Can't live my life comparing anyone to anyone else. It's just not how I work. Damn it. Every single time I think about it. Not much. Just... I get pissed off thinking of the circumstances. Who the hell gives up their life like that? I get altruism. Don't get me wrong, but I'm way too selfish to just go disappearing on you because of that. Saving people is great. But I'm not a savior. That's not my purpose. That's not why I was born. I think there's... that it's okay to be selfish. You too, dumbass. Just because you're my treasure doesn't mean... look, I've probably said it a bunch of times already, but... what's the big idea? Always interrupting me. And that smug attitude's gonna get you in trouble one day. What? Don't look that way now. You're the one who keeps kicking the hornet's nest. Don't be surprised if you get stung. Idiot. Don't be surprised at all if I take more than a kiss, too. What? Think I'm joking? You think when I look at you, I don't see the rest of my life in your eyes? As if I'll let it end. You know damn well I'm way too stubborn to let anything end that I care about. And I watched a few, and I fucking hate endings. So, what does it matter? As long as I've got you, I don't gotta worry about that. And you don't exactly need protecting, but I'll do it anyways. What's with that look, huh? You got something to say? About that, huh? Like I said, I'm no savior. Just because we're on a path to save people doesn't mean I'm doing it just for that. If there's no world to enjoy, if things get all fucked up, how are we gonna enjoy ourselves? Won't be much of a honeymoon, will it? Taking you as my own was part of it. But there's so much more, you know? I don't just want to make you my lover. I want you to be my best friend like you have been. No offense to Kiri, but that's more of a rivalry going on. And then as much as I hate sharing, you should know I have no intentions of ever backing down. It's vague, right? Yeah. Guilty as charged. Sometimes I get lost in it. The words just come out and I don't think before I say them. There. I said it. I admitted to probably my greatest fault. I rush headlong into everything. You think I'm gonna admit that I'm wrong? You underestimate how stubborn I am, dumbass. Come on. You know, this journey taught me something. It's good to get away. I know that there's a lot. A lot of things waiting for me. Waiting for us. And home. That's not the whole world. It's not everything. As much as sometimes it feels like it. Four walls, or even three, feel like too much. I like looking up and seeing the sky. I like seeing the crackling of the fire pit. I love hearing you, as chipper as you can be in the morning. I'm just happy to be on this journey with you, I guess. That's so lame, right? Stating the obvious. But it can't hurt to say it directly, right? What's with that expression, huh? If you've got something to say, then spit it out. Unless you're trying to invite me to convince you. Come on. What's with that? This ain't no laughing matter, dumbass. Am I a joke to you or something? As if I'd let you get away with it. Don't you dare even think of mocking me. All this from just sitting at the fire. Resting on whatever we hunted last night, the hides. They're pretty cozy warm. But I think you warmed me the most. Before we get carried away and don't make any progress like last time, come on, this way. We could travel in dragon form, but I don't know. Sometimes just walking with you feels good. Also, there seems to be a town down here. And that promise of breakfast, We can see if we can eat them out of house and home. Make them super rich, but decimate all their stock. I don't know. Seems like something fun, right? You think they got enough food to satisfy us, babe? Maybe you, because you're not as big of an eater. There, I said it. You might be a dragon now, but that doesn't mean you have a dragon's appetite yet. Not making fun, just saying. You're unique. You're not the type to gorge yourself. You hold back a lot. Well, then again, that one time. Guess you got the voracious appetite in you sometimes. But not always. So that's the answer to the mystery. To think it was your mood. Not bad. I also lose my appetite sometimes. Just takes a lot, you know. Sometimes I'll eat entire cows just to, you know, feel something. Usually not the best when that happens. Yeah, I feel kind of bad about it, but, you know, meat is meat, right? You and your damn vegetables, huh? Well, I admit, sometimes they're pretty good. Other times, not so much. Depends on how you use them, huh? Too much veggies and I'm out. But if it's just the right amount, then... I'm not picky. The hell are you on about? I've eaten almost everything you can imagine. People? No. I never went down that path. Always thought once you do one of those deeds. So if you can talk to the prey, it's a lot different, more complicated. Why eat the people if they're able to communicate? I'm not that uncivilized, damn it! You must have known that. Otherwise, why would I fall for food? Dumbass. You're not just a meal, you're... Even if you decided against it, had you stayed human, it would have been a short time, but I would have cherished it. I don't want to think about that. The thought of saying goodbye to you ruins my whole mood. Dumbass. Yeah. We'll talk your shit some other time. I see a restaurant. Some kind of tavern or something. Don't worry about them. I'm sure they get all kinds of... Halt. Both of you. State your purpose for visiting Fenfarrow. That's what you call this place? Well, rejoice. The Dragon King descends to, visit and explore your town. You expect me to believe that? Yeah. You want me to prove it? I'll transform right now! No, that won't be necessary. I see. Upon second glance, you may be telling the truth. Regardless of your origin, I must advise you caution. The town is rather tumultuous, as of late. Take caution, travelers. The hell's wrong with this guy? Don't the streets look normal to you? Maybe he's just some kind of weirdo. Didn't really look like a guard to me. Yeah. I agree with you. Let's be optimistic, I guess. You smell that? Smells pretty good, right? I bet there's a really good cook around. Hell yes! Let's go get some grub. Not bad, not bad. You first, babe. Yeah. Now that we're seated, how the hell does this restaurant thing work? Oh, so you're something of an expert with it, huh? Alright, teach me the ropes. Okay. I understand the language, just... That's it? Alright, I guess we just wait for the waiter or waitress, huh? Damn, my mouth is watering already! One of everything on the menu. Fuck yeah! Let's do it! Fill the table with food and keep it coming! Remember the part about needing all this dog? I couldn't eat another bite. Even thinking about food right now. Hell no. That was something. You enjoy it as much as I did. Not bad. And for what it's worth, the drinks were pretty good too. Though even I feel a little lightheaded. Hey, wait a minute. Something's wrong. You feel alright? Think there was something in that meal. Or the drinks. Be on your guard, babe. I'm not exactly gonna pass out from that. And you don't seem like you are either. Did they underestimate us? So, we gonna figure out what's going on here? Something tells me it's that group approaching. Hey! Bastards! You thought it was gonna work out for you? You thought you could just, what? Feed us some good food, drug us, and then do what? Didn't work out, did it? Oh, don't look that way now. Hey, wait. They don't look scared? That's different. Not really used to this. Hold on a second. Why don't you tell the real reason you came here, dragons of the south? What the hell do you mean by that? We came here for a meal. Got a problem with that? That depends upon if it's the truth or not. Why don't we figure it out? And how do you figure it out? You expect me to comply with all your demands? You're damn lucky I didn't go on a rampage here. So I suggest you start treating us as guests and not some monster that's gonna destroy everything. But babe, I was trying to sound cool in the moment and stuff like that. It was the principle. I'm not actually gonna destroy the city. Promise. That remains to be seen. What matters now is after you face the interrogation. Capture him. Hey, this ain't a funny joke. Ain't nobody gonna be interrogating us. We'll leave if it's a problem. Oh, I don't think you will. Last warning. Step one step closer, and you're toast. Hey, babe. Where are we going? Huh? Oh, shoot. After them. Now. This is so humiliating. Why do we have to run from them, huh? Stupid laws and morals. This is why I don't follow those stupid rules. Whatever. Think we lost them? And the food wasn't half bad. You're just gonna let them walk away like that? After trying to drug us? Think they're good people? Trying to drug random strangers? Just cause they underestimated us. Just cause it worked out. Do you have any idea what would have happened if we were just dragon newts? Hell, even a lesser dragon might have been captured. And then what? What do you think they do with us once they capture us? Nothing good, I'll tell you. You sure you don't want me to blow it off the map? I get your point, but I still don't agree with it. They deserve some retribution, and to be scared out of their minds so they won't do it to someone similar to us. Huh? Wait, really? So, maybe going back to town and... not today? Mixed feelings, huh? Babe, I'm sorry. I didn't know they would treat us that way. And honestly, pissed me off, but I should have been more aware. I'm used to this, you're not. It's part of the life. The troubles of being something that people see as a monster. I know. Or not, but they don't. Still, something about those fellas just didn't sit right with me. I think there's something sinister going on, and I think we should reinvestigate. Fine. Tomorrow. Hey. Dumbass. So that's what you're after, huh? It's okay. There. I've got you, babe. And besides that, you don't have to worry now. You never had to worry. They're way, way below us. I don't like to judge people like that, but let's be real. Fire-breathing dragons the size of, well, half that town at least. Yeah. I get it. Just because we can destroy doesn't mean we have to. I don't know. If we go in disguised, do you think they'd treat us differently? Don't tell me we have to look like stupid humans. I know we have this form and... I didn't mean it like that. Yeah, I got my own problems to deal with. I have a sore spot when it comes to them. Not you. Like I said, even if you had stayed a human, I'd still not clump you in with them. Fine. I am being a little too judgmental. Not everyone's the ones that hurt me. That doesn't mean I can trust them either. Whatever. This place here doesn't seem like anyone's using it. An abandoned house. How quaint. You'd never expect a king to be residing in a abandoned house after being chased out of a town, would you? It's so stupid, isn't it? But kind of fun at the same time. I love you. Like, really love you. So don't go mixing it up. That I was trying to tell you you're wrong. Maybe I am too harsh. Just don't like the implications. If it wasn't us, that's why I think that there's some sinister work here. The hell were they planning? Right. It's a question for tomorrow. But for now, the only question I want to ask now is how to make you feel better. Told you before, and I'll tell you again. Even if the whole world turns its back on you, I'd never give up and never stop believing in you and being there for you. It's one thing to just be there, though, and it's another to protect you. Babe, I... I guess I was pretty obvious, huh? That you could predict exactly what I was gonna say. Dumbass. Actually, smartass. I love you so much. So goddamn much. Today may have had its ups and downs. It may only still be beginning. But I wouldn't want a day without reaffirming how much I love you. Dumbass. I saw that look on your face and I just saw red. Nobody hurts. One and only. The one who I gave everything. My heart. My trust. My love. Thought of somebody doing something, even trying to. No matter how much they fail, they piss me off. I want to destroy them. All of them that would do that. You're too soft and way too kind, you know that? Dumbass. I said it's okay to be selfish, so why? Why can't you just get it? Never gonna harden your heart like that, huh? Well, good thing you don't need to, then. I'll be the one that has to make those choices, because I don't care. It doesn't bother me if I have to cook a million of them. Well, yeah, I'm not like a tyrant or anything, but... only combatants! If it would make you sad, I'd... maybe a light singed. How stupid, right? To think of only half burning them. I've never half burned someone like that. Wouldn't it be crueler to do that? Your burn wounds suck ass. Whatever. Hopefully it never comes to that, right? Come here. I don't want a night without you. And then it's not even nighttime, so you know it's bad. Can I kiss you some more? Like, way more? Dumbass. Of course I will. Always. Always. No matter how far we go to the future. You'll always be my present, baby. I love you. Love you so, so much. And I'm happy to be your man. Damn, it sounds sappy again. Kinda hate being sappy, but with you, it's not half bad, I guess. Quit complaining. Done that. I love you. And you're more special to me than everything else. Can't you see? I can look at anything else, but I only see you. I'm obsessed. Dumbass. How the hell am I gonna deal with you now? When you look half as crazy as me. Hey, what? Fine. suit yourself. If that's what you want to, I'm all yours, dumbass. Not like you have to ask. Of course, it feels good holding you in my arms, feeling your touch. Devious as always, huh? Some ass. If you're like that, of course I can't keep my cool. That's so crazy. Damn. Smartass. I'm fine. Of course I'd be fine. The hell are you worried about, huh? Me being too happy. Dumbass. I love you. Don't look at me like that, Seth. Of course there's more, dumbass. You think I'd be done with you? After only something so simple as that? I'm never gonna be done with you. So get used to it. Come on, baby. Show me what you really got. Fuck. That perfect ass. Just holding it like this. Makes me feel powerful holding you. In that vulnerable state after you made me so vulnerable. Dumbass. Felt really good. Your touch. Your lips on me. The hill gave you permission to go at it again. Damn pervert. Totally abuse of power as the spouse of the Dragon King. Not complaining. Just. Fuck. If we're not careful, I might accidentally shove down this wall and... Fuck it, I don't care. Fuck. The way you use your tongue is so fucking hot. Getting a little feisty. Fuck. Don't stop. Don't stop. Fuck. Fuck. Coming. Swallow, baby. Swallow. Earning a meal just like that, huh? As if you'd be satisfied. You really do have that quality. The greed. A totally compatible, fucking sexy greed you got there for more. I see how you're gonna go. Don't fucking hold back, huh? Don't fucking even dream about it. Cause I'm sure as fuck won't. God, teach those insides a lesson. Ah, yes. Tip of my cock, threatening to shove all the way inside, extra slow. You gonna count for me, baby? Yeah? Ooh, yeah. Put those hands against the wall. Close those beautiful eyes. Close them for me, baby. And then... get ready. Ooh. I know you feel how hard I am. How fucking hard I am, baby. That's right, come with me, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Where are we at? Didn't lose count yet, did you? 3, 4. Fuck. 5, 6, 7. Shoving yourself against me like that, but you're the one who gasps, not just me. Impaling yourself through the rest of the way, making it look easy to take this dragon king cock. You're out of your mind, baby. But that's my baby. Regret it, baby. Don't regret it. Don't regret it. Fuck. 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 I'm gonna give you everything I got. Every fucking enemy. Take it all. Yeah. Who's your fucking king, baby? Those drugs did have a sedative effect, huh? Cause I wouldn't normally be feeling exhausted at this point. Just a few rounds? Hell no. But something's up. I guess after so much, I must have packed that food with whatever it is. Should be safe here, though. Not unless they track us in our sleep or something. What the hell do you mean by that? Why would I knock on wood? Dumbass. That's just superstition. I love you so goddamn much. So fucking much. I love it when you melt into me like this.
damn. You're everything to me, you know that, babe. Positively fucking everything.
What the hell? Where the fuck are we? No way in hell. Why'd you have to be right, babe? Rise and shine. Though I assure you, you won't be seeing the sunrise today. What did I say about these bastards?